As I kind of alluded to last week, most likely we would be doing John 20, 19 through 31. And of course, that is the gospel lesson for today. And if we go by the liturgical calendar, beginning in verse 19, Jesus appears to his disciples, and then later on, Jesus and Thomas. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and he stood among them and he said, "Peace be with you." And he said this, and after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Now Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and he said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hand, and put my finger in that mark of the nail, and my hand on his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Lord, we do thank you this day for your word, and we just ask, Lord, your blessings upon it at this time. I ask, Lord, that you be with us all this morning, those that hear and those that speak, and may your words be attentive. Amen.